This is Radio Kate, and it's pretty much the end of the Mozzzilla Festival, but not so much the end that we can't catch a final few interviews with exciting and interesting people who are here. And well, a lot of this weekend has been talking about, you know, open source and Creative Commons and collaboration and things like that. And so I've grabbed somebody who was up on stage talking about how we all in this room know what open is, but maybe people out there don't know. So let's see if we can get to the bottom of it for the lay members, you know, man on the street, woman on the street, in fact, find out what do we mean by open sourcing Creative Commons and that. You just want to introduce yourself?
My name is Jane Park, and I am the communications manager at Creative Commons. I'm also one of the founding volunteers for the Peer-to-Peer University.
Peer-to-peer, I noticed that on the website here. I hadn't actually heard of it before, forgive me. As I understand it, you basically have people teaching each other their skills and sharing the stuff that they do.
Yeah, it's kind of taking the social environment of the traditional university education and transforming it and putting it online in an open web, open source environment where anyone can take a course and anyone can run a course on any subject that they want to learn about.
And I guess if you're doing it online, do you get any certificate, or do you get any kind of thing at the end to say you've graduated from a course, or is it just you do it for your own interest and then you learn something new?
Well, currently we're working on revamping the user profiles of the site that would actually link to the full portfolio of courses they have taken, courses they have run, and the products and the outcomes of a particular course. So it would be kind of like a resume, but in the education space. The School of Webcraft, which is specifically for developer and designer training, is also piloting a badge system where you would have a very nifty little badge that you would get when you complete a task or complete a course, and that badge would link to that portfolio of work that you completed as part of that course.
And what are the sort of things that you might be able to come to Peer-to-Peer University and learn about? Is it all web-based, or are there other things as well?
It's anything from web making 101 to learning music theory to teaching open creative nonfiction writing, which is something I actually piloted with the Peer-to-Peer University with. I ran two versions of that course where we learned how to write creative nonfiction.
That's actually pretty cool. I'm going to have to look at that. Where do I find it online?
Just go to p2pu.org, and the two is as in the number two.
Great. So you were up on stage and you were like, well, so everybody in this room, we know what the idea of open is. Well, let's break that up. What actually do we mean when we're talking about open in a kind of web space?
Well, see, that's the issue. People in the web space, open can refer to open technologies, open source software, but it can also refer to open content licensing, like Creative Commons licensing, which is basically a schema that builds on the existing copyright system to allow you to manage your copyright and choose which freedoms and rights you want to keep and which ones you want to share with the rest of the public so that they can reuse, remix your music, your educational syllabi, to your films, websites, blog posts, poems, whatever.
And when we say open, is that the same as free, or is there, you know, what, you know, I'm just somebody out on the street, and I'm open means I open my door, I open my window, or, you know, I open my heart to somebody. What does it mean to just, you know, normal people? I say that as I'm a self-confessed geek. I'm here, it's, you know, I was here since 8:30 this morning, it's a Sunday. What the hell am I doing here? I'm a geek, that's why I'm here. Normal people, how does it affect their lives?
So I guess, like, I don't feel equipped to be the only one to give this answer, because I don't think any one person has the answer, which is why we are piloting a School of Open with a Peer-to-Peer University, which is exploring that. So open and free, those are two interesting terms. Traditionally, free means, oh, I can access this for free online. And that's virtually anything you find on the internet. You can access it. Of course, you can access anything from a news website to a Facebook page to a Wikipedia article. But is a Facebook page really open? Who really owns that content? And when you look at the terms of service or the terms of use of Facebook, you discover that actually, I don't actually own this content on this Facebook page. Facebook does, and they have various rights to do whatever they want with it, including selling it for advertising purposes. So when we talk about open, we mean the rights around the content that you find online. So whether it's open under a Creative Commons license for reuse by the public, not just corporate entities, such as all of the content that is available on Wikipedia under Creative Commons license. But we also mean...
And you could choose to do that. Say, for example, you have a collection of Flickr photos. You can choose a Creative Commons You can like choose a Creative Commons license, different level, can't you? So if you want anybody to be able to use your pictures, but then they have to say this is by you, or anybody except if they're using it for business. So even within something like Creative Commons, there are different levels.
Definitely. Creative Commons itself is a very neutral organization. We're all about offering more options for users. It's not an alternative to copyright, but a way to manage your copyright. So we offer a suite from the most closed Creative Commons license, which says you can't use my work for commercial purposes and you can't make adaptations or translations of my work, but you are free to redistribute it online as long as you give me credit, to the most open Creative Commons license, which is CC attribution only, which means you can use my work for any purpose you like as long as you give me credit in the way that I desire. And those different options make up 6 different Creative Commons licenses that we offer that you can make fit pretty much any need that you like.
Right. And so what are the sort of things that you've been discussing this weekend?
So I ran this workshop, this 3-hour session on pretty much building and designing a prototype for the School of Open, which is a collaboration between the Peer-to-Peer University, P2PU, and Creative Commons. And it's basically a school, a domain focus within P2PU, which is an online platform for running a course on anything you like. That focuses on teaching people about openness, what open means, exactly what we just said in this interview right now, how open pertains to the technology field, but also to the education world, to the film and music, cultural arts world, to the government field when it comes to government transparency, to the data field, to the science field, and you can imagine any other domain that openness would be relevant to.
Sorry, we're now being hassled to take our wine glasses upstairs, so I guess that is probably a good time to say thank you ever so much for your time. Is there anything else that we should know about Open Creative Commons or where to find the next glass of wine?
Well, Creative Commons is actually a nonprofit organization, and so is P2PU. Creative Commons is actually running its annual fundraising campaign right now, so if you go to creativecommons.org, you can find out more about it. And if you've ever used a CC license that has helped you share your work on the internet and meet other creators, please, please, please consider donating and giving back to the Commons.
Well, cheers to that and have a good evening. Thank you very much.